Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ray Fittipaldo joins us now. He, of course, from the Post-Gazette. Ray is brought to us by the Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG, serving as your home team for over 90 years. LGKG.com. All right, Ray, your favorite Thanksgiving dish and what you think is your most overrated Thanksgiving dish.
My mom makes like candied sweet potatoes. I think she like does it with brown sugar or maybe maple syrup. I don't know what she puts on it, but
does she put the marshmallows on top?
Yeah, but I don't like the marshmallows. I just like the brown sugar or the syrup on top.
Mm-hmm. I'm right there with
and
you.
And then overrated. Here's where I am, guys. I eat turkey once a year. I eat it on Thanksgiving. I will not touch turkey one other time throughout the year. So I'll eat it because it's tradition, but I think it's overrated. Mm.
What's your favorite dessert, Ray? I mean, I guess the sweet potato, would that count as a dessert? Or I mean, it's like a dessert. It's both. If it's both in the Venn diagram.
Yeah, I mean, pecan pie is pretty good. So if I had to pick one fall pie, I'll do pecan pie.
All right.
Or is it pecan pie?
I've heard it both ways.
Pecan.
All right, Ray. You've heard a million Mike Tomlin press conferences. Just your gut feel right now, do you think Aaron Rodgers plays on Sunday?
Well, he did say he's starting the week with great optimism, but then he kind of went into his normal, lingo about a guy who's going to be questionable to start the week. So, guys, I thought he was going to play last week. I was a bit surprised that he didn't. I understand why. You know, Mike said it was a prudent decision, which leads me to believe there were some medical concerns about that wrist stabilizing. So, with another week, maybe it's better, but I don't know how much even a hairline fracture on a bone like the wrist is going to mean in a week. So we'll have to see what happens this week. But, at this point, I don't know, to be honest. I'm probably 50-50 player or sitting in.
Wow. Ray, I mean, this is just my opinion. I thought Mason Rudolph played okay enough to win the football game. If everything else would have played up to par, I think that they win that football game, especially the defense. But from your point of view, how did you think that Mason Rudolph played? And if he has to play this weekend against the Buffalo Bills, do you think it'll look better?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, you get your feet wet and then you get the reps again. If he has to play, of course, I think he'll feel more comfortable. And yes, he'll be better. You know, I gave him a D on my report card, and I just thought he got off to a bad start. You know, he underthrew DK. Now, listen, I didn't think DK did him any favors by trying to help break that up, but that was a poor throw to start off the game. You get your team behind 7-0. Now, he had a couple responses throughout the game. You know, he led them back, but I just thought when they needed him to make a play, he didn't make a play. And I'm thinking of, you know, the Roman Wilson overthrow. I mean, it lands out of bounds. I mean, he didn't even give his guy a chance there. So, I don't know. Maybe I was a little bit harsh. Maybe it should have been a C. But, I thought first start of the year was kind of kind of average for me.
Ray, both Broderick Jones and Derek Harmon out this week as categorized by Mike Tomlin. Is there concern that, these injuries, either of them, could be more serious than, a one-game deal?
Well, I mean, the Broderick injury was announced as a stinger, so I just thought that was going to be a minor thing, and it turns out it may be a little bit more serious. Now, Broderick didn't seem like he was really hurt after the game, but anytime you have a neck injury, I think you have to keep an eye on that. So maybe we'll get a chance to talk to Broderick this week. The Harmon thing, it's unfortunate. You know, Mike didn't even know yesterday if it was the same knee that he hurt against the Buccaneers in the preseason. So, you know, we'll see what Derek has to say about that. But the fact that he finished the game, Pat, tells me it's not too bad. But, yeah, being down two young linemen for a big game against Buffalo is unfortunate. The good thing for the Steelers is, at least in terms of Broderick Jones's replacement, you have Andrus Peat or Calvin Anderson, both veterans, both guys have started in this league. And, you know, Pete's a longtime vet who's been there and done that. So there shouldn't be too much of an issue at left tackle, I don't think.
Ray Fittipaldo with us on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Patrick Queen was questioning schematics following the game. Then James Harrison was yelling about it. And then Trey Essex joined us yesterday and said it's the scheme, not the players, particularly on the defensive side. Do you agree with that sentiment, Ray, that it is the scheme and not the talent level on that side of the ball?
Well, I mean, first off, it's not good when your players, and, you know, I know it's only 10 or 15 minutes after a game ends, but when your players feel comfortable enough to say that about the coaching, that's not good. And, you know, for James Harrison to come out, I know James has nothing to lose, and he might have left here on, you know, some hard terms, hard feelings. You know, he's speaking his mind. That's not good for Mike either. So, you know, whether it's schematics or personnel, I tend to think it's a little bit of both. Yeah, guys, I mean, what they're doing isn't working. You know, we thought they had it fixed for a few weeks when they put Ramsey and Duggar back there, and then, you know, kind of comes unglued again, and we're kind of back to square one, you know, with the secondary. So, as Cam Hayward said, you know, the hourglass, the sand's running through it. There's not much time for many more mistakes, and they got to get that stuff rectified, and they got to get it rectified pronto.
Ray, who do you think's on a hotter seat, according to fans? Sean McDermott from the Buffalo Bills or Mike Tomlin?
I think Tomlin here. I mean, I don't know what's going on in Buffalo, but, guys, the emails I got this week were probably the angriest, or, like, the volume of them since the Ravens lost in Baltimore to end last season. I mean, that was the kind of – week it was for me, like, listening and hearing from Steelers fans. So, and I don't know what it was. Like, it was a road game, but I kind of viewed that game, guys, like it was a very winnable game. You're up at halftime. You probably should have been up by more. You throw in the game at Cincinnati where you're up late and you let that one get away. People are of the feelings that there's just something missing this year. And I don't know what it's going to come to. I don't know if anyone's going to listen, but I think this is probably the angriest the fans have been since last January and that beatdown in Baltimore.
Coach Tomlin talked about practice squad guys that could be elevated. Do you anticipate – I mean, obviously they haven't found a wide receiver two of any consistency. Right. They've been banged up at corner. Now Joey Porter Jr. is going to be limited in the early part of the week, I would imagine. Any chance Asante Samuel Jr. or Marquez Valdes-Scantling get elevated this week in your mind, Ray?
Well, the Porter injury is going to be big, so we have to see how that unfolds. So, you know, Samuel is certainly a guy who has experience, and I think he's going to get elevated sooner rather than later. What you have to remember was there were like 8 or 10 teams that wanted to work him out. Any of those teams at any point can sign him to the 53. If they want to do that, that might force the Steelers to do so. So that's something to keep an eye on, especially with the injuries at that position. As far as the MVS thing goes, Pat, I don't know. What do you got to lose at this point, right? I mean, just throw him a different look. Maybe it clicks if Aaron plays, but They're just not explosive at all on offense. And you would think a guy that you know has been in the league for how many years? 6-8 years, whose skill set is to run down the field and make some big plays. You would think you could find a way to use a guy like that.
Ray, what's your feeling on the game?
Listen, guys, I know Buffalo is not playing well, but this Steelers team is so inconsistent for me. I can't pick them this week. I just think when you look at a game like this, you know, two struggling teams, struggling defenses, I'm just going to go with a better quarterback. And whether it's Mason Rudolph or Aaron Rodgers, I just believe Josh Allen is going to make a few more plays than the Steelers do. So probably another high-scoring game, you know, 38-28, something like that. I think Josh Allen probably finds a way to get it done.
I mean, how ugly is this game going to look if DK Metcalf can't go?
Oh!
Yeah.
Think about that.
Can you play four tight ends?
Right.
They probably have to run Connor Hayward out there. Yeah, I mean, like, it's good that he finished the game too, right? I know he was hobbled and he didn't do too much, and he's not going to do much early in the week, but this is what everyone was afraid of. You know, DK Metcalf getting hurt and missing a game, or Doran, like, just being hurt and not being 100% and then having it fall on the shoulders of Roman Wilson and Calvin Austin and whoever else you throw out there. So, hey, maybe it'll mean a better day for Jonnu Smith and Pat Freiermuth. I know those guys are hungry for reps and hungry for some targets. So if it does come to that, maybe the tight ends get a little bump out of this.
Ray, do you know who Sabrina Carpenter is?
Sorry, I do not.
Let's go.
You're a good man.
You are a good man. That is that.
You're a better man than Crowley, which that is not it. Hard to do.
That is a good man test right there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ray, who is she?
She's a pop star.
She's like 19.
Give her a quick Google. Is she 19?
She's close. Close to that.
Might be 17, age. Crowley.
26, boys. We're good. Basically,
you're not good.
Basically, Bill Belichick over here. All right, Ray, enjoy the sweet potatoes. We'll talk to you next week, bud. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys, too.
Thanks, Ray.
That is the great Ray Fittipaldo.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.